This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, it's time to impeach the congressman who won't impeach Trump. For more than a year and a half, the left has been trapped in the tightening grip of Trump derangement syndrome. It's a fun term, but does it reflect a real psychological issue? More and more psychologists say they're seeing the symptoms, specifically an overpowering fear that President Trump represents the end of the world. I gather this started with a Canadian broadcasting corporation survey, Nell Daly. You're a psychotherapist. Do you think Trump stress, Trump derangement is a real syndrome?
No, absolutely not. Mm. And actually, it didn't just start with the Trump administration. Mm. So any kind of derangement syndrome, when we've been talking about presidents, it started during the Bush administration. Yeah. People said that people had Obama derangement syndrome, and now they're saying that people have Trump derangement syndrome. Yeah. So it's just a way of discrediting anybody who disagrees with you, essentially.
But let's break that down, because I remember the Bush derangement syndrome. I remember saying to someone at the time, basically George W. Bush, he was a very moderate Republican. He loved Mexicans, for example, unlike the present president. 90% of the time he was like Tony Blair with a ranch. And yet people convinced themselves he was like the new Hitler. Now, here we have a guy who in some sense is an even more untypical doctrinaire conservative. He doesn't care about transgender bathrooms. He doesn't care about race. Mm-hmm. A lot of his family are Jewish, and yet he's apparently the new Nazi. He's anti-Semitic. He's racist. LGBTQ communities are cowering in fear from him. Well, what is it? Is it in the water? Is it fluoride? What's going on?
Well, I think where it starts to break down is that you need to trust your leader. You need to have faith in your leader as a human being to have faith in their vision, to understand their vision. So where the dialogue breaks down is if you don't have faith in your leader, you don't even want to hear their vision. And people, I mean, Trump has been tweeting that his opponents, people who don't support his political views, have Trump derangement syndrome. So again, in any kind of argument that you're having with somebody, it shuts off the argument completely if you tell the other side that they're crazy.
No, just to be clear on that now. Yes. So you're saying that when the president accusing the naysayers of having Trump derangement syndrome, he's actually given them it.
No, I didn't say that. I mean, this is just a term. I don't think he's necessarily. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the president. It sounds like when he's tweeting these things, he is diagnosing an entire population of people. But again, this doesn't just happen from Trump, right?
Again, no.
This goes back to the Bush administration. This goes back to people who disagreed with Obama.
Let me ask you about a point you just made. I thought that was interesting when you said you have to have faith in your leader, as it were. This is a citizen republic where it chooses one of its own citizens to be the leader. That's why you got rid of George III. And there was a guy, because you didn't have faith in him. He's like walking around with crowns, powdered wigs, and you said, no, we're just going to have a citizen representative. Mm-hmm. Why can't, if you disagree with the president, why can't you just take the view that he's just some bloke in the office for a couple of years and the pendulum will swing and some other guy will be in there? In other words, why let it ruin your life?
It's a good point, and some people do take that position. Mm-hmm. Not everybody who has come to me or sits in my office is upset about the current president, but there are a lot of people who are. So individuals handle it differently. But the point is that to show that you're an evolved person, a highly intelligent person, is open to intelligent, nuanced debate.
Right.
And in our culture now, we've stopped having those intelligent, nuanced debates, in part because we stop listening when we're told that we're crazy to have a difference of opinion from the person that we're discussing anything with.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. It is just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Michael Doherty joins us now, president and CEO of LabMD, an Atlanta-based clinical and anatomical medical laboratory and national client with a national client base. Of course, Michael is our biotech analyst and political expert. Always appreciate his perspective here as we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Michael, how you doing, buddy?
I'm well, my friend. I, too, am on West Coast time in Las Vegas at the big Black Hat Tech Convention.
Okay. Well, good.
We're all immersed in technology. I was even at Facebook's party last night.
Oh, really? Well, that had to have been interesting in light of everything they're dealing with. What's the buzz there with Facebook?
Oh, not a peep. Just
really?
It was just all fun,
all
party.
Huggy, kissy. And they
gave grants away to some well-deserved universities. And that was it, you know. And that's, I have to say, that's been pretty much the common course of dealing with this at the whole convention. The only thing, I was at a dinner the night before and they talked about bots, and bots are creating such a problem and they're creating political. And I interrupted going, no, someone's writing those things that people are choosing to believe. Anyway.
It's not like they're all of a sudden just popping up on their own, right?
Right. But it's pretty apolitical, which is what I would expect, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, because you know, really, if you get really, really, really educated about politics, you don't end up over there. But anyway, it's another story.
Well, you know, but that's a good point, though, what you just brought out. I mean, in terms of, because this is how this stuff all sneaks up. And, you know, Zuckerberg, you know, goes to the Hill and says, hey, look at, you know, we try to keep it down the middle and everything else. And, you know, we really are purposeful in doing that. And you're going, wait a minute, I don't know how that can be. I mean, look at, a culture is defined by the people that are in it. And if we know that birds of a feather flock together and it's got a liberal bias, just because you say that it's not that way doesn't mean that's the case, because the fact of the matter is that, you know, liberal people will hire liberal people. They're not going to go out of their way and hire conservatives. I mean, this is the same thing that happens in newsrooms across the country. And now we're at a point where Facebook and Google and all these monoliths that have been established and propped up by our government now have become powerful forces that are going to have an incredible amount of influence. And, oh, yeah, by the way, we're worried about what the Russians may or may not be doing.
Right. And you know what the other side of the coin is? It's funny you say that as well. I was talking to one guy. They're terrified of Washington. The reason they get so involved is sort of a self-preservation, almost like keep your enemies closer after what happened to Microsoft. But regardless, everyone uses whatever they want to justify. This guy that commented the bot thing, he was no small player. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, is there no, you know, seriously? I just like there's some man behind that, like what we're controlled by who now, just because we get more frequency. And I said it's just like cable television. I mean, there's still only three good channels, if you ask me, maybe six, you know, but it's 400 pages of junk or channels of junk instead of, you know, one. So, the freedom of the internet is phenomenal, but they can choose to complain about it because I think there's so much misinformation out there, and that's what creates all this. You know, couldn't be that I'm wrong. It's just, oh, we've just blown, you know, suddenly they're complaining about the internet and blaming that. And so now they want to have, you know, that as an excuse. So control of the internet's okay. The internet's not okay by a government entity.
Exactly. Well, and the thing that you have where, you know, and this is going to be a tough deal. And I said this a long time ago with Zuckerberg and Facebook and, you know, all of those is that, you know, look at you got a tiger by the tail here. Maybe you didn't think it was going to take off like this and you're surprised. But the fact of the matter is once it went beyond the point of where, you know, you're a manageable entity that the people are driving it, you've got to be careful because what's going to happen then is that you've just got too much. You've got too much power here. And then to squelch that power in the name of ideology, which they've been doing. I mean, the conservative groups are complaining all the time, Michael, that, you know, their websites are being taken down. I mean, there's just unfair rules to play here when you do comparisons of what happens to one conservative group versus a liberal group. So what we've done is we've exchanged the IRS's antics. And, you know, by the way, is Lois Lerner working there at Facebook now? I'm just kidding.
I think she's enjoying her U.S. provided pension.
Exactly. Thank you very much. But, you know, it's going to hurt them because if they don't play it down the middle, then as already the signs are, I mean, look what happened. I mean, they took a huge dump in the market. Zuckerberg, how much money did he lose? About, what, $16 billion? Is that right? Am I reading that correctly?
Right.
In minutes?
It'll come back in a couple of days.
Well, yeah, no.
That's how many billions he has.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's probably like, okay, it's just paper, no big deal. It's not like I was going out to go buy a churro with it or anything like that. So. I mean, I understand. But still, it's just, you know, people are freaking out just trying to, you know, figure out. And Zuckerberg's he's in a perfect position that he could do something really good for all concerned. But he can't be ideological. If he is with this thing, it will go by the wayside because it's a matter of time.
Well, they've already started a culture within their organization, and that's hard to turn. And that's where these are. And this really, I hate to sound like just a banging an old drum here, but this all starts with civics lessons and schools where kids learn more than three branches of government, and we start to teach really what Woodrow Wilson created and who really controls our government. Then people would understand this, and quite frankly, liberals would be every bit against it as conservatives. But, you know, what happens when and this is why the Founding Fathers separated the powers. When you have all-powerful anything, they do terrible things, and they like having a bag over our heads so that we get circled and confused. And if the liberals weren't circled and confused, they would be angry than anybody because they get played like a fiddle by Hillary and the gang, like a fiddle.
Uh-huh. Have you had a chance to see Dinesh's new movie, Death of a Nation?
I have not.
You've got to see it, to your point. And I think this will go a certain distance in helping some people understand what is the tension in our country. Why, you know, what exactly is going on? Some people think it's a Republican versus Democratic thing or conservative versus liberal. It's really ideological and it's much more foundational than that. It goes back to founding. It goes back to the founding of this country. And when our founding fathers established this unique, you know, and grand experiment with the U.S. Constitution, they basically turned the organizational pyramid upside down. Traditionally, you always had, you know, as Bill Federer points out, you had kings and despots and pharaohs. And all of a sudden now you've got a country saying, hey, we're not going to be led by a king. And as you know, George Washington, they wanted him to be king. And you had the divide there saying, hey, no, we relate to the King of England. Even still, we still want to have the king. But the Founding Fathers said, no, we're going to turn it upside down and we're actually going to put the people at top. And so when that happened and it was finalized, even as it was going on, you had people with antithetical viewpoints that still want a king. And a little bit of that dynamic is still taking place. And we're going to talk more about it on the other side of the break. This is Bill Martinez.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Your opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez Live, without a doubt.
Yeah.
like it's fresh and independent every day. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. I'll tell you, with all that's happening around our world and with tech and everything that's going on, I know you probably think it's going to all, you know, it's all going to hell in a handbasket and you may be freaking out. But remember, God is in charge. And that's what gives me hope, you know, my faith that, hey, we're smarter than this, that we're having to go through the process. It's like I tell my kids all the time, Michael Dougherty, that experience defines preference. And what we're finding out again, in some cases, we're having to learn old lessons again. Things that our founding fathers warned us about, things that our fathers, our grandparents, our great-grandparents went through before. And it's almost like we have to fall off the roof once again to find out that the law of gravity still exists, right?
Well, all right, Nat, where that goes, well, Reagan said that, you know, that it's just one generation away, because these are life lessons that really I think most people learn through history and longer life, which is why you know, you're big on theory when you're a mouthy 15-year-old and your parents are rolling their eyes trying to protect you, and then you understand later, and cultures move slower than people, and we got a lot of spoiled teenagers right now, culturally speaking, that don't understand and haven't been taught. And it's made worse that we don't have civics books or true American history taught enough in schools anymore.
The thought comes up, Michael, are we heading to another civil war of some type here? I mean, because the divide is so, I mean, just the divide in this country.
I think it's much more subliminal than that. I don't think people would have the courage to actually go out and do it on the left, other than these loony fringe people that then get microcosmed and they get blown up bigger than they are. But I think we are at a war in the sense there is a lot of passive aggressive internal destruction to people. Look at the Me Too movement, how it overshoots. You know, it overshoots, so now you don't even want to ask a woman out on a date, or you can't make a flip joke as people can with each other. You don't know where the boundaries are, and so there's an overreach. And the same thing happens with, politics is just crazy, because some people actually believe what these politicians say, and I was one of them till I spent 7-8 years in Washington, probably 2-3 months a year, and I can tell you the big thing that I felt like such a naive idiot. I'm like, lying is baked in the cake here. You're an idiot if you actually believe what those people say, and it's a chessboard on steroids and the jockeying and also a study in whistling past the graveyard from people's transgressions and not holding them accountable, because one day that irrationality might fall on you. So better just for self-preservation purposes, you don't hold people accountable. Just terrible stuff.
Well, that's why, you know, speaking of the hashtag movement, remember there were 17 million dollars that was spent of the people's money to, you know, cover the offenses of some congressmen. Al Franken, I guess, was one of the goats, and so he was sacrificed and sent out of the Beltway. He and who was the other guy?
And then wasn't the guy in Texas the congressman? But and I forget these.
But of that 17 million, and you know, we barely got into that, and man, they got. The deep state covered that up really quick. You see, and I think what people are waking up to here is the deep state is much more deeper than we realized and pervasive, and that it is not by party line. You know, some Republicans are, they're fooled to think that it's just the Democrats. I mean, there are Republicans involved because, you know, to your point here, just follow the money, the old axiom, follow the money. There's lots of money in the government. And if they can find a way to get their fingers in the coffers of the U.S. Treasury, they're happy to do that. Because, as I mentioned before, we're getting back to that elitism. They're turning the pyramid upside down, where we, the people, are at the bottom instead of the top, the way the founding fathers has designed it to be. And you got the elites riding high, you know, the Clinton Foundation, all this stuff. In fact, I was reading last night the Clinton Foundation. Do you realize, out of all the bazillions of dollars they collected, do you realize how much, according to the reporting, how much they actually donated to charity?
Oh, no, please. A percent?
Well, yeah. You're a little less than 6%. Michael,
oh
we can we a little less than 6% as a foundation. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, we donate to organizations where, I mean, you know, as low as 4% goes to administrative costs. 96% goes to the charity itself in some organizations. As a rule, generally, you know, 25-30%. I think even the Red Cross is somewhere around 30% for administrative costs. This is general, and this is as best I remember. Not exact, so don't quote me specifically. But I think these are round figures there. Clinton Foundation, less than 6% went to the charity. So, you know, follow the money. It's all that great there. But, hey, look at, ladies and gentlemen, this is our country. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. That's what our founding fathers, we have an established document. So we stand on authority on that fact. But if we don't stand and we just let the elites run away as they have been doing, then you get a corrupt FBI, a Department of Justice, IRS, EPA, you name it, right on down the line. This is a cultural issue, Michael, as you were saying earlier. And that's what concerns me about it. Because when culture goes so deep, whether it's Facebook or Google or the government, I mean, it's almost like you need a heart and soul transplant. You know, for this country, we need a revival of some incredible magnitude because we are really messed up. I mean,
I think we're buried. I mean, that this thing's been built for a century because we allowed it to withdraw.
Oh, exactly.
But no, the culture of no accountability, mm-hmm. and it grows because who wouldn't love that? And so that's how it transcends the parties. It's a culture of no accountability, and so you cover for each other and ignore. So I would say until Daryl Issa said the House Oversight Committee was the House Cover-Up Committee, and it's reverted back. Mm-hmm. So because you just don't go after each other. And look at how low they all are to put one of their own in jail. And I didn't say party.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
One of their own in jail. Well, they don't want to set that precedent.
Mm-hmm.
Now, state governments will, but federal government put a well-known politician in jail on some federal level. And if anyone should go to jail, it should be anyone that tried to influence a federal election of the president of the United States. So, you know, it is.
Yeah. So we're going to trip over.
Save ourselves.
Yeah. We're going to the Mueller probe, you know, with, you know, loaded with what, 99%, and, you know, whether or not, you know, people want to say, well, Mueller's a Republican. What does that mean? Is he a Republican? Well, if he's a Republican, why does he have Republicans on his team? I mean, what's he got, 19 Democrats, some that have been operatchiks for the Clinton Foundation and Clinton campaign, and that somehow we're supposed to have, that's supposed to give us some sense of comfort and credibility of what he's doing. I mean, this is a total mess. And as you say, they're not going to shoot their own. They're going to protect their own. And that's clear what went on with the FBI with all the stuff that's been going on.
If you shoot your own, they'll come after you, and the gun will be pointed on you next.
Because they all got pictures, Michael. Everybody's got pictures, you know. As big as our government is, the circle there in the Beltway is very small, isn't it?
Very small, and the fear is permeated everywhere within. So that's the hard part. And, you know, and nothing makes people more corrupt than threatening them with their own survival and families. And that's exactly what Mueller did to Mike Flynn.
Yeah, and of course, what they're trying to do with Manafort right now, it's all the squeeze going on, right?
It's the squeeze.
You got it. Michael Dougherty, Director
of Washington.
Michael Dougherty, Director of the National Cybersecurity Society. Michael, as always, appreciate you being with us. Thank you, sir.
All right, my friend. Take care.
Take care.
Your car's engine deals with pressures that can cause intense friction that can
waste up to 10% of engine performance.
Power up with Castrol Edge with fluid titanium technology. It's 3 times stronger than leading oils against viscosity breakdown. Buy 5 quarts of Castrol Edge and a Purolator Boss filter for $32.99 at Advance or participating CarQuest auto parts stores. 3 times stronger based on Kurt Orban test. 5W30 discrete.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units. starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Russian embassy to the U.S. says Washington's newest round of sanctions on Russia are draconian and unacceptable. They'll target millions of dollars in exports to Russia, which the U.S. believes is behind the poisoning of a former spy and his daughter with a chemical agent in Britain back in March. But saying European nations acted by placing sanctions on Russia within days of that incident happening, Democratic Congressman Danny Heck of Washington State wonders why it took the Trump administration so long.
What new evidence has come forward? What took them 6 months to do what it took less than 12 days for the United Kingdom to do?
He spoke on NBC News. The governor of Virginia issuing a state of emergency in advance of several political rallies planned in Charlottesville this weekend, the first anniversary of the white supremacist and alt-right rally that resulted in the death of a counter-protester. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people.
Hey!
Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
With the America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. The counterculture mom is with us. I want to bring her on real quick here. Tina, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm a little revved up here. And, of course, this fits into what we're talking about with the counterculture mom and you doing everything you can. And God bless you for all your hard work to do this, to bring it to the forefront. And what is real clear and that America needs to wake up to is that there is a war against conservatives. And there's a reason that liberals and progressives are freaking out. And that is because conservatives are winning. We woke up. We took over our country once again in 2016. And the liberals don't like it, the progressives. And you got to understand, Tina, what I am seeing in all this is it's not a party thing. It's an ideological sort of thing that has been going on forever. Did you get a chance to see Dinesh D'Souza's new movie yet?
I did. It was fantastic. And it's definitely, I went opening weekend. I was speaking at a financial conference in New York that day. Announced at like 7 o'clock at night, hey, it's opening up this weekend. And one of the guys in the audience is like, I'm buying tickets. Whoever wants to come with me, we're going to see it. I'm like, I'm there. So we went right after the event was over and it was fantastic. Every American, I don't want to just even say every concerned American, everyone needs to see this movie, specifically the people who don't understand the history of our country.
Exactly.
Because this goes through an awakening of if we don't do something now, we will lose our country. But the hope is, if we do wake up now, and here's what we can do about it, we can save our country.
Well, there have been times when we've been there. It's not like we've, you know, some people want to hyperbolically say, oh, we've never been this way. We have been this way before. And I thought it was pretty provocative and insightful on Dinesh's point to do a comparison of Donald Trump and Abraham Lincoln. Now, I had this sense early on when Donald Trump was coming in that he was turning tables upside down and he was going to upset the status quo. I mean, after all, we've got a businessman. For the first time that I can really recount in our history, we have a businessman in the Oval Office. This is a guy who understands how business operates, and the way they approach business is they fix things. I mean, he's almost like he's a Chapter 11 attorney who comes in where there's no sacred cows. It's just like, hey, we've got to preserve the company. And in this case, we've got a businessman with that kind of mindset and understanding saying, look, we got to preserve this republic. And so all this crazy stuff, whether it has to do with trade or silly nuclear deals with Iran, North Korea running amok, China, trade policies, intellectual property, all this stuff being called into question. And this is what Donald Trump is doing. And so, you know, the clear divide here in this country is not Republican or Democrat, or even conservative and liberal in a sense, but it really goes down deeper than that. It goes down to what kind of country do you want? Do you want a country that the founding fathers had envisioned and gave us with the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? Or do you want a country that Bernie Sanders and Ocasio-Cortez and Elizabeth Warren and Hillary Clinton want you to have, which says that, you know, in a sense, if you vision, you know, for people who have been in business, we understand the business org chart, the traditional pyramid org chart where you have the president at the top and all the minions come underneath. Well, what our founding fathers did is they got that traditional org chart, that pyramid, and they turned it upside down. And they said, no, it's not about a king. If you recall, George Washington, which they said, he's our guy. We want you to be king. He goes, no, hey, I don't want that job. That's not what this is about. I don't want it. And he made sure the pyramid stayed upside down to where we the people are at the top. Then it's the rest of the people who come in and we elect those people, the representatives, to represent us. But it's we, the people, who have that position of authority. And that authority still stands. But if we don't claim it, then you have the America you have today.
Then you lose it. That's exactly it. And it was such an eye-opening movie where it was hard to be a theater and even think that we couldn't do something about it. And it takes all of us working together because there are a lot of issues in today's country, but it really brought back home how many men and women have died to give us the freedoms that we have, and young people today don't understand that we have freedoms and where they came from, and that people died for those freedoms to have them be who they want to be, to have them have their freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Then the only way, the biggest way, that what you said, it's not really a Democratic, it's not really, you know, Republican. But the only way that these people like Hillary Clinton and her posse and everybody else who is trying to destroy America can keep that going, because now Donald Trump is a threat along with a majority of Americans, obviously, because of the way the election turned out, is to silence our voices, which I knew someday would happen. My Facebook was blocked for 3 days over New York weekend because I was trying to protect the president and warn people, here's what a Art Deco place in Oregon put a beheading of our president on their wall. Let's call. I'm concerned. Tell them to take it down immediately. I was blocked because of it for 3 days, and they told me 24 hours. And so I posted Sunday night, flying back home here to my four kids and husband waiting for me to arrive. I posted at the airport in New York. I said, my Facebook has been blocked for 3 days. Finally got the freedom to say something here. And before I'm completely wiped off the net, because I really believe my pages will all be gone by the end of the year, I said, watch conservative voices completely be stripped off the net. Sure enough, very next day, Alex Jones starts with now Ron Paul's Twitter account and several other major key players of conservative voices. So that's the only way that they can stop the fixing of America is to silence our voices, but they won't stop us. Now it's a matter of word of mouth, and I have my Counterculture Mom app off because Facebook can't censor my Counterculture Mom app. We have to be creative today in order to get our message of truth out to save our nation, besides using platforms like Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook, because they're starting to cut us off.
Yeah, we're talking about saving our kids. And yes, ultimately, you save the nation consequentially, but the main deal is you gotta save the kids. And going back to this whole premise here, see, what this all comes down to is you've gotta understand where do your freedoms come from. You see, if they come from God, they can't be taken away. But of course, you've got progressives that, you know, they just, you know, they snark at God, and they will find out that God will not be mocked, and they will get their due, you know, their due consequence of their snarkiness of what they're doing. And I feel sad for them because of what they're putting at risk in terms of, you know, putting themselves in the way of God's purpose for this country and the people in it. And so here it is. Okay, so who gives you these inalienable rights? They come from God. But Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, the Democratic Party, the progressives, those liberals, and I say party, but again, you know, sometimes this crosses over, and this is why some Republicans get confused. And they go, well, my Republican looks more like a Democrat than the Democrat like a Republican. Yeah, I mean, hey, look, it's all about getting voted, and let me tell you, the chameleon outfits are coming out big time. All right?
Yeah.
They've all gone chameleon on us. So be prepared. But the fact is that they believe, you know, progressives believe that the rights come from the body. This is why the body, the corporate body, the corporate entity, this is why Barack Obama said, hey, you didn't build that. Where did that come from? Where, you know, that came from a spirit of a different type of idol, you know, that people were to bow down and worship to, and that was the government. And I think it's quite interesting the way they've done this as well, Tina, is they've been able to dip into the coffers of we the people. Our taxes have gone in there, and they're using our tax money against us to control us. How is that fair and right?
It's not, and the crazy thing is we got to get them out of office ASAP, and they're also controlling what kids are learning in schools about the government, which is complete fallacy.
Well, we've got lots to talk about. Tina, I appreciate you humoring me here a moment. And, oh, speaking of which, a Denisha's movie, I got a tweet from John Bona, a text message last night, that a Jupiter Theater in Florida stopped playing the movie.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait. What's that?
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond relief starts now. Use as directed.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles, 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This report is brought to you by Pilot Pen. Bullying and cyberbullying are at an all-time high, with nearly 1 out of 4 U.S. students having been bullied. To help erase bullying for good, Pilot partnered for the fourth year with Stomp Out Bullying, the nation's leading bullying and cyberbullying prevention organization. The initiative aims to raise awareness and ensure parents, educators, and students have access to valuable resources. Pilot is donating 10 cents of every specially marked package of Friction Clicker Erasable Gel Ink Pens purchased during back to school. Greta Monahan, lifestyle expert and mom.
Bullying can have severe consequences for our children, but there are ways we can help. Encourage your children to seek help from trusted adults and stand up for themselves and others, being upstanders rather than bystanders.
For students who are helping to erase bullying or making a difference in their communities in another way, Pilot is sponsoring the 2018 G2 Overachievers Grant. For more information, visit helperasebullying.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life. I believe you are the way, the truth, and the life.
Bill Martinez live.
You know, getting this country back on track, we were supposedly, I say, supposedly were a country, you know, one nation under God. And, of course, many question that today. And, you know, as a believer, as a man of faith, let me tell you, it's tough to look in the mirror to say, look, you know, what did I do? You know, Tina, it's almost like we're talking with Tina Marie Griffin, the counterculture mom. It's almost like you have that that Schindler List moment, you know, when he's there at the end saying, gosh, you know, if I'd just given up this watch, I could have saved more Jews, you know. And it's, it, you know, that is starting to, you know, come into my consciousness. And I shouldn't say starting because it's something I've been dealing with for the last couple of years and going, okay, what else can I do? And this is why I'm grateful that God has blessed us with this with this radio show, that for the sake of the people, we can go and pursue the truth and let people know what's going on. I mean, we are looking out over the horizon. You are looking on behalf of the families okay, we'll reconnect with her. Well, Tina's been looking out over the families, and she has put together you know, the Counterculture Mom app, which is fantastic, and you can go to her website at counterculturemom.com and be up to date. Protect your kids, protect your family. I mean, we are so bombarded with all this negative information and these lies. This is why it's critical, you know, for us to be able to know what are the channels of truth, what can we count on. And you know, Tina does her effort there, and you know, I'm doing what I can to bring all these elements together to where we can clear this up and see, you know, the mess that we've gotten into. I did want to finish, Tina, this thought about what happened at this Jupiter Theater. They briefly, I guess, they reconnected, and you know, even Dinesh had sent them a tweet going, you know, what's up here? What are you guys doing? And they said, well, and this is a luxury theater there in Jupiter. It's what Sinopolis, I guess Sinopolis is the name of the chain. And anyway, they got some complaints and they made a decision to unplug the movie. You know, not to show it. Well, you know, wait a minute. For a minority of people, as you say, Tina, they have a choice. I mean, if you don't like the movie, you don't have to buy the ticket. It's not like the movie is shown, you know, throughout the whole place and it's thrust upon you. I mean, you make a choice. We are free will agents. This is a free market. You want to go see a movie, you go pay the money, you get the ticket and you go watch the movie. If you don't, people get upset and, you know, they put pressure and unfortunately, this theater doesn't have the leadership and the backbone, to hold their ground. Their answer is, we'll pull the plug on the movie.
It's ridiculous. I want to just confirm something. Is it the Malt Jupiter Theater in Jupiter, Florida?
Yeah, in Jupiter, Florida. Yes. It's, Sinopolis, Sinopolis. Sinopolis, okay. Jupiter.
Annapolis, Jupiter. I'm pretty sure it's this theater right here. The phone number there is, I'm calling today. So if anyone's tuning in right now, can call in with me and voice your concern for freedom of speech being pretty much to the kibosh here with this theater and tell them you're not going to support them and make sure we bust out on our platform, our social media before we get shut down again. The number to call them is 561-575-2223. But look up the Jupiter Theater in Jupiter, Florida, and I'm going to call him today and voice my concern. Here is the thing that gets under my skin. It is when there's the choice to purchase a ticket and go see it, and that's taken away from us. That is our choice and freedom to go see it, and it's gone. It drives me crazy how they do that to conservatives, but then in schools, when millions of kids are forced in second, third, fourth grade to watch videos of Lacey Green, who is one of the largest pro-premarital sex advocate, pornography advocate on the internet, on YouTube, and force all children to watch her graphic sexual content on how to put a condom on body parts. That to me is so offensive, and yet parents are not aware. They can't pull their kids out, even if they knew ahead of time and wanted to pull their kids out. And our kids are being brainwashed with that stuff, but we can't go see a pro-American movie in a theater. It's very hypocritical what's going on in our culture today. So thank you for making me aware of that. I'm going
to
call
it. And the thing is, again, as I mentioned to you, they frame this as a pro-Trump movie. This is a pro-American movie. This is historic. This is dealing, you know, they've done extensive research on this. I mean, you know, as to, you know, the history of the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party has been wanting to rewrite things. Again, this is all part of the deal. I remember reading a book years ago. In fact, I interviewed Andy Andrews, who wrote the book. The title of it is How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it was all about Adolf Hitler and, you know, the Third Reich and World War II and what happened with the extermination of so many people there in Europe. And 11 million people was the number. I'm sure that Andy could have gone, because there was a lot more than 11 million people that were killed, as we know, as a result of the isms that were spread throughout Europe at the time. Anyway, the point was, for Adolf Hitler, he says, you got to tell the big lie. The bigger the lie, the better. The people will believe it. They won't believe a little lie, but you give them a big lie and they'll believe it. And this is what's been going on with, you know, progressives, those on the left. In this case, it happens to be, you know, a lot of it happens to be packaged within the Democratic Party, is that they have continued to lie and rewrite history. Back in 1964 with the Voting Rights Act and all this, this was stuff that was already enacted by Republicans, and that wasn't even brought out in Dinesh's movie, things that I was aware of. But, you know, LBJ, his point was, look, we're going to do this. We're going to do the war on poverty. We're going to put all this money into the war on poverty because, in his words, we'll get the end people. We'll have the end people, and you know what I mean. We'll have them voting Democrat for the next 100 years. And, we've thrown $22 trillion in the war on poverty. And poverty went from 15.0 in 1964. Today it's 15.1% after $22 trillion. You tell me how big government is working.
Yeah, that's about it. And the thing that was so alarming to me is after President Trump won the last, you know, the election here, this might be our last 4 years, possibly eight, praying for eight, that we will have a chance to turn this country around. Because what's alarming is the map that I saw and doing research over, had just the younger generation, voters primarily under the age of 30, voted, and that's it, the entire country would have been Democratic. Like, there was splotches of red a little bit here.
Oh, we'd have lost the Republic totally. Yeah.
It would have been a landslide, because our kids are being taught so many lies in our schools and through media today. So it's alarming to me if we have to pump up and get truth in our kids today, homeschool if you can, because then we'll have a chance to get this country back on track. And guess what? In six years from now, if President Trump has a chance to be president 2 terms here in a row, what kind of country will we have if, once he's out of office, the progressive president takes place? We will be, what, 60, 70, 80 years old? Is anyone going to take care of us? No one's going to care about us.
Well, look what he's done in less than 600 days. What he's done with the economy is just, it's miraculous. It is phenomenal what he's been able to do. And this is what, you know, disturbs me, is that the way the media has worked this, I mean, they've gone out of their way. 90% of the, you know, the reporting on Donald Trump is negative, and this is what you know, what we're fighting here. I mean, they're predicting a blue wave. I was glad to see Donald Trump, in his own inimitable way, say, blue wave, nothing. We're looking at a red wave. We could only hope so, that America would wake up and come out in record numbers for this midterm and turn the traditions of midterm elections upside down. I mean, we've got a non-traditional president. We should have non-traditional results, and so far we're getting it, and hopefully that will continue to carry the day, because, again, the Republic lies in the balance, because if the Democrats take over the House, well, then, you know, the next 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency is going to be locked down with impeachment proceedings and all kinds of ridiculous, now their resistance is going to be authenticated and fortified if this is allowed to occur.
I couldn't agree more. And it, honestly, in my gut, if Hillary Clinton would have won the presidency, I've read and done so much research on her for 20 years, on her backstory. And when Bill was the governor of Arkansas, it is demonic. There are so many murders tied to that family, that if I would probably be dead today or in prison somewhere had she been president. And I'm not joking. It doesn't matter if she had a Republican phrase behind her name. We would have been seriously in trouble. But I want to encourage the listeners today. God has called each and every one of us. We had to pray for our president, but each and every one of us was given a job by God. What is it? What gifts and talents were you born with to make a difference? What office are you supposed to have? What leadership position? Because if we had more Christians as leaders in our country, we'd have a completely different America today, and we'd have more people in the White House backing our president.
Exactly. Well, Tina, we got to wrap it up. Remind everybody, we're going to go to counterculturemom.com, get all the details, lots to report on. She had a report on Nicki Minaj, the new album, Queen. You want to make sure it comes out Friday.
Yes.
Steer clear warning. Good news, Last Man Standing, coming back to TV next month. Looking forward to that. Fox picked up that franchise. Good move by Fox, by the way. I think, sometimes, as my old mentor used to say, you got to be thankful for your competitors. ABC dropped a great franchise, and Fox said, thank you very much. You're welcome, Tim Allen. So we're looking forward to that, right?
Yeah, totally. And text Media Guide, no spaces, to 44222, and get on my newsletter list.
Thank you, Tina. Take care. God bless.
You got it.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big